Foley did not win enough delegates at his party's convention on Saturday to avoid a possible three-way primary in August. But in his acceptance speech, he called for party unity.
Let's unite today and get this job done.
Third in the delegate count was State Senator John McKinney. His delegates qualified him for the primary.
I'm going to run against Dan Malloy. I'm going to run on my vision for the state of Connecticut, and I'm not going to run against the other Republicans.
Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton came in second in the delegate count. He says he's also not looking to attack his fellow Republicans.
But if you take a shot at me, I'm going to take two back at you. I'm a mayor. I got sharp elbows. This is what I do every single day. But at the end of the day, we all can focus on Dan Malloy and getting him out of office.
Governor Malloy got unanimous support from the delegates at his party's convention on Friday. Buoyed by this, he warned his supporters to expect an onslaught from the Republicans.
They'll blame me for everything but the weather, and come to think of it, they'll probably blame me for the storms as well.
State Democratic Party Chair Nancy DiNardo mocked the GOP nominee Foley for not being able to avoid a primary. She says the Republican Party would be the loser if there is a long primary fight. The GOP primary will be on August 12th. Ebong Udama, WSH News.